A very happy new year to all of you, and a happy solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. I'm not real good at the whole New Year's thing. I don't have any desire to stay up till midnight partying with people or anything like that. And in fact, a couple years ago, somebody asked me what I did for New Year's. I said, I watched a debate on YouTube about political correctness and its value. Woohoo! Then just 2 days ago, a priest friend called me to catch up, and he said, so what are your goals for 2023? I said, not have a heart attack? How's that for a goal? I don't like all of those things, and it even gets even more depressing when you watch the news, because I turned on the news the other day, and they were running this segment called People We Lost in 2022. Great way to enter into the new year. Here's everybody that's dead. Like, my goodness, there's got to be a better way. I don't like the negativity of looking back at all of the bad things that happened to us in the last year. I don't like making goals that I know I'm probably never going to fulfill, and we'll see what God gives me to deal with anyway. I haven't known for the last few years, so I certainly don't know for this one. There's got to be a better way to enter into a new year. And today, as we celebrate the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, we have this beautiful gospel reading. And I love this line. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. All of these things around the birth of Jesus, the moments of our salvation coming to pass, Mary kept with her and reflected on them in her heart. Isn't that the kind of thing that we should carry into a new year? Trust me, I know last year had its issues, and all of them do. But God was present as well. His blessing was there. Good things happened too. Do we take the time to step back and say, where was God present in my life this last year? What blessings and graces did I receive? What trials did he see me through? How have I grown in holiness, closer to accepting the salvation of our God? Do we keep those things, those moments in our hearts, and reflect on them? Speaking of people we lost in the last year, we're mourning the death of Pope Benedict XVI right now. A giant intellectually, a humble and holy man, a great servant to the church and to God himself. And at his passing, there's a document called the Spiritual Testimony that is published by each pope who passes away. And reading his yesterday was absolutely beautiful. The last thoughts that he wanted to share with the church were thoughts of thanksgiving. He looked back at his life and said, throughout my decades, there have been confusion and darkness and difficulties at time, but looking back, I am grateful to God above all, because I can see now that those moments he was present. He was helping me to grow in holiness. He was there with his blessing. He stops to give thanks for the gift of his family members who witnessed to him in the faith in different ways, and to acknowledge God's goodness at the end of his life. What a great example we have in him and in our Blessed Mother as how to begin something new. To look back and remember who our God is, to recognize that he is present, and to give thanks for the gift of our salvation. Mary, seeing the face of the child Jesus, wasn't the end of God's saving presence among us in Emmanuel, God with us. He's here in the Eucharist. He has poured out the Holy Spirit to continue to be with us and advocate for us and to remind us of all truth. He has not abandoned us. And when we look back at this past year, where was he present for you? Where were the blessings that God bestowed upon you? Just briefly thinking back, I was blessed to have the opportunity for a family reunion with all of my cousins, aunts, and uncles around my grandparents' 90th birthdays. What a gift it was to be able to be there with those people who mean so much to me. Looking at our parish, a recent thing that's inspiring to me is we've added 16 hours, more or less, of adoration every week. And it's full. We have people here to worship our God for an extra 16 hours a week in adoration. What a blessing that is to our entire community, even those who aren't able to make it. Knowing that the faith is alive here, that people are praying for us, and that God is present. As we enter into this new year, I challenge each of you to go home, to think back on last year. Where was God present to you? As our first reading says, where did you see the face of God and know His blessing? And be like our Blessed Mother and like Pope Benedict XVI, carrying those things with you in your heart and reflecting on them. Then we have true reason for hope and joy in this new year, because we remember God is with us still, and that is worth carrying forward.